for Melody Ranch and Gene Autry.
I'm back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend. Where the longhorns had a feed on the lowly gentleweed. I'm back in the saddle again.
That's right, folks. It's another visit with all the gang here at Melody Ranch. There's Pat Buttram, the Cass County Boys, the Gene Autry Blue Jeans, Charles Cotner's Melody Ranch Hardway 6, and yours truly, Charlie Lyon. Let's join the gang as they sing a number that's mighty popular right now at Melody Ranch and all over the country.
Hot diggity dog, diggity boom, what you do to me? It's so new to me, what you do to me? Hot diggity dog, diggity boom, what you do to me? When you're holding me tight, never dreamed anybody could kiss that away, bring me bliss that away, with a kiss that away. What a wonderful feeling to feel that away. Tell me, where have you been all my life? Oh, hot diggity dog, diggity boom, what you do to me?
Boom.
It's so new to me.
Boom.
What you do to me?
Hot diggity dog, diggity boom, what you do to me?
Wow.
When you're holding me tight.
Never knew that my heart would go sing that away. Sing a ring that away. Make me sing that away. Said goodbye to my troubles. They went that away. Never since came
I'm a new.
Oh, hot diggity dog, diggity boom, what you do to me?
Boom.
It's so new to me.
Boom.
What you do to me?
Hot diggity dog, diggity
boom,
what you do to me? How my future will shine from the moment you're mine.
Heifer's nose right after she'd been to the water trough.
Hey, just a minute there, Patrick. This is where Gene always welcomes our friends and neighbors to Melody Ranch.
Mr. Lyon, if Gene was here, that's exactly what he'd do. But Mr. Artery told me to take over today's Melody Ranch get-together.
Oh, where's Gene?
Well, he's taking over my old job.
What was that?
Relaxing.
Oh, Pat, Gene's never been lazy like you.
Me lazy?
Sure.
Well, back home, whenever there was a real hard job to be done, they had a say. Look for Buttram.
Mm-hmm. I bet you were mighty hard to find, too.
Oh, no. I'm willing to work just as hard as anybody. It's just hard to find a job that fits me.
Yeah. What kind of a job?
Well, I'm a real good window box weeder.
Yeah, that's nice outdoor work.
Yeah, and I don't like to brag now, but I'm a top-notch phone slot feeler.
A phone slot feeler?
Yeah, you know, that's a job. You go around feeling in the phone slots for dimes.
Oh, that's no job.
Well, I got a cousin, been making his living at it for 3 years now.
How does he do?
Oh, depends on how he's feeling. Well, let's get things going around here. Now, Gene says that we was to have just as much fun as if he was here. So that's ordered, fellas. You've got to have a good time.
Now, just a minute, Pat. Just a minute. No fooling. Where is Gene today?
Well, you know, he took his first vacation from the Melody Ranch radio get-together in 17 years last month. And he found out something that I've known for a long time.
What's that?
Instead of 50 weeks work and 2 weeks vacation, it ought to be just the other way around.
That's an idea.
To put it plain, Mr. Lyon Hayes,
wait a minute.
Mr. Artery is retiring from these radio ranch gatherings.
Well, Gene is retiring from Melody Ranch? Well, he's been our boss man ever since I can remember. I can hardly believe he'd retire.
Well, Rocky Marciano done it.
Yeah.
Running Melody Ranch is much more of a chore than being heavyweight champion, I'll tell you.
Well, Gene has every right in the world to happiness.
Oh, sure. You know, there's one fella, of course, that's going to be mighty sad.
Who?
The Director of Internal Revenue. Well, he's going to feel terrible. I suppose he'll have to lay off a couple of them armored truck drivers, too.
But now, do you suppose that Gene will be happy away from Melody Ranch?
He'll be too busy to be unhappy, Charlie, between rodeos and personal appearances and movies and television. And you don't need to worry about Mr. Artery adjusting himself. He'll swing right into things, you know, just like my Uncle Delbert did when he retired.
Uncle Delbert?
Yeah.
What was his job?
Well, he polished the brass cannon on the courthouse lawn every day. He polished his cannon for 38 years. And he saved his money, just like Mr. Artery did.
And then after 38 years, he retired?
Well, not exactly. He took the money he'd saved, and he bought a brass cannon of his own and went into business for himself. Every night, he'd come home, his wife She'd say, "What's the matter? You look terrible worried." And Uncle Delbert would say, "Yeah, things was awful bad down at the cannon today." But, Charlie, I don't want to take over these Melody Ranch party here today. Gene, he's got together the dad-blamedest bunch of ranch hands in the world. And one of the best of them is Merle Travis. Hey, how about giving old Merle a little build-up?
Now, Patrick, Merle Travis doesn't need any build-up. All you have to say is that he's the composer of 16 Tons and that he's going to sing it.
Some people say a man is made out of mud, but a poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bone, with the mind that's weak and the back that's strong. You load 16 tons, and what do you get? You get another day older and deeper in debt. Say, "Hey, Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store." Well, I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and walked to the mines. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal, and the straw boss said, "Well, bless my soul." He loaded 16 tons. But what do you get? You get another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, you better step aside. A lot of men didn't, and a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other one of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, and what do you get? You get another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Great, Merle. Well, thank you, Charlie. I hope all the Melody Ranchers liked it, and especially the boss man, Gene Autry.
Well, now, you aren't going to go away, are you? Here, we got to watch the store here. With Gene retiring from Melody Ranch between Pat Buttram and Johnny Bond, nobody will get any work done.
Well, you can talk about Pat Buttram being lazy, Charlie, but not me.
Johnny Bond, I'm willing to be fair. Exactly what have you ever done around Melody Ranch?
Well, let's see here. I sort of backed up Gene on the guitar and also in the songwriting corral.
Well, now you got me there, Johnny. You've had a lot of hits. And I know you want to wish Gene good luck and lots of fun right along with the rest of them.
I sure do.
How about giving us one of your numbers?
Well, I'd be glad to. Any particular one?
Well, I know my favorite of all the songs you've introduced at Melody Ranch, "The Oklahoma Hills Where I Was Born."
Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, I rode my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, the cowboy's life is my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Many months have come and gone since I wandered from my home in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Many a page of life has turned, many a lesson I have learned, yet I feel like in those hills I still belong. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, I rode my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, the cowboy's life is my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Now as I sit here today, many miles I'm away from the place I rode my pony through the draw, where the oak and blackjack trees kiss the playful prairie breeze in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, I rode my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, the cowboy's life is my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born.
Hey, Johnny, that is real good.
good boy. How about another number?
Well, all right, Pat.
Hey, just a minute, Pat. If we're wishing Gene good luck on his retirement from Melody Ranch, the Cass County boys want to be in on it, too.
Well, I should think you would, Jerry. Melody Ranch, it's been right nice to all of us, but I guess it's done more to educate you boys than anybody else.
Yeah, how's that?
You know, they tell me when you boys first come up from Texas, you'd gone barefooted so long and your feet were so tough that you wore out the first three pair of boots from the inside.
Oh.
Now they say you've made so much money you don't brand your cows anymore. You have them engraved.
Hey, listen, don't talk about anybody from Texas that way, Pat.
Well, Mr. Arter is from Texas, too, you know. Hey, you Texans all have the same attitude. If you see something that's got four legs, you ride it. If it's got horns, you eat it. If it's got strings on it, you play it. But tell me, what do you do with something that just stands around useless, doing nothing?
In that case, we just ship it to Oklahoma.
Oh,
hey, just a minute now. I'm from Oklahoma, and, you know, Gene lived in Oklahoma for years, too.
Hey, you boys better start singing fast before we get a feud started here. The Cass County Boys. Melody Ranch, we not only got a male trio, but a girl trio, which is a pretty sound arrangement. The girl trio is known as the Gene Autry Blue Jeans. You know, when I first come to Melody Ranch, Gene gave me a pair of blue jeans. I never filled them out. Well, you can't have anything, I guess. The Cass County boys, you know, they all play musical instruments, so you might say they are instrumental. And there's no doubt about the girls being ornamental, and the way we all feel about Mr. Artery is monumental, and I don't want to get sentimental. But, well, it's like a great man once said. He says there's nothing greater than the pursuit of happiness. Him, the words of Patrick Henry. I hope he had them insured. I sure murdered him, didn't I? Well, let's see. I guess we've heard from just about everybody, Charlie. Huh?
Except the boss man himself, Pat. You know, it wouldn't be a Melody Ranch shindig without the sound of his voice.
Well, there's plenty of his Columbia records right here in the ranch house, Charlie, and we're going to listen to one of them right now. But before we do, I'd like to say something to Gene for all of us, the Cass County boys, Frankie Marvin, Carl Cotner, Andy Secret, Mel Eberly, all of us. As far as we're concerned, Mr. Artery, we hate to see you leave, but We all think enough of you so that we'll back you up no matter which way the little ball bounces, as you say.
Yes, sir, that's for sure. But now, which one of his records are you going to play, Pat?
Well, he sold over 25 million records, and he's never made a record that wasn't great. But I always had a feeling that Gene's favorite was one he wrote right from the heart. Silver-haired daddy of mine.
In a vine-covered shack in the mountains, bravely fighting the battle of time, is a dear one who's weathered life's sorrow. Is that silver-haired daddy of mine? If I could recall all the heartache, dear old daddy, I've caused you to bear. If I could erase those lines from your face, bring back the gold to your hair. If God would but grant me the power just to turn back the pages of time, I'd give all I own if I could but atone to that silver-haired daddy of mine.
If I could recall all the heartache, dear old daddy, I've called you to bear. If I could erase those lines from your face and bring back the
but grant me the power just to turn back the pages of time. I'd give all I own if I could but atone to that silver-haired daddy.
They just left a telegram addressed to the Melody Ranch gang.
Well, probably from one of my female admirers.
Well, hey, let's read it. Hey, look at here. It's from Gene. Come on around here, everybody. Here it is. Dear Melody Ranchers, after 17 years of Melody Ranch get-togethers, believe me, I'm going to miss them. Every minute of our Sunday afternoons together has been fun. And it's been a real satisfaction to me to see all of you become stars in your own right. I'm proud of all of you. And I know you'll go on to new successes. I'll never forget how loyal and helpful you've all been. The Melody Ranch family's been a happy one. In the years to come, I'll never forget the happy associations I've had in radio. And one thing for sure, I'll never forget the wonderful fans who encouraged us to keep Melody Ranch on radio for a record run of nearly 17 years. By the time you read this, I'll be enjoying a little more leisure than I've ever had up to now. And I'll be thinking of all of you. Champ sends regards too.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. How often at night, when the heavens are bright, with a light from the glittering stars,
Bob, I stood there amazed and asked as I gazed if their glory exceeds that of ours.
You were here with us, Gene. You know, we wouldn't fit around these Melody Ranch get-togethers without you. So it looks like we better say so long to all our friends who've enjoyed these gatherings with us for so many years. We hope you'll remember us as affectionately as we'll always remember you. And that whatever you're doing, wherever you are, you'll be riding along singing a song that'll always mean Gene Autry to us.
I'm back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly timber, I'm back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night in the only lawyer's right, back in the saddle.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.